Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Monday. This is Old School. Jay Foreman, DP. Austin is back on the ones and twos. We are located live here at 1040 O Street, the Mecca Sports Radio. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese. Special ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple, up there in the Metro. With that being said, happy Monday. It started out blistering rain, so forth and so on. I think that was indicative of NBA free agency signing period. It started off kind of slow, the tampering period. And then I think late Sunday night, essentially Paul George honed in on Philly. And then it's Klay Thompson and so forth and so on. James Harden, I think, went back to the Clippers, right? And then you had Jones leaving Dallas to go to the essentially replacing Paul George on a cheaper deal. And you know, guys are on the move. And there's a couple more chips that may fall. But, you know, it looks like LeBron's going to opt back into the max. And I am thoroughly disappointed. My Timberwolves have not been active.
Are you surprised?
Yes. Because we talked about it after they, at least, you know, after the Western Conference Finals, or when they lost the, Western Conference Finals, that to move one of the big, I guess, twin towers, this is probably the best time. You had a good season, or a great season. You obviously, it looks like it you've hit a ceiling as far as where you can go. Now guys can get better, and you're hoping more consistency out of McDaniels, and you hope, you know, Cat doesn't go missing and, you know, against a team that he should dominate inside. But this is where they're at the height. Rudy Gobert is not getting any younger. He's not getting any quicker. I think getting him in a situation against a guy that's not, it will tell you that's not very quick or fast, against Luka. And that was the dagger in their season. I think it should be the dagger in the Twin Tower project, because Nas Smith has emerged, and he gives you better defensive options as far as when you get caught in a pick and roll, switch, and drop coverage, and he can rim protect enough to where Rudy Gobert would be a true loss. Or if you get rid of Cat, you can get a player back, and then also some draft capital.
Could this be that a part of this is that Minnesota thinks they're better than they really are?
Well, I will say this. Minnesota is better than what they showed. I will say that. I mean, that's 100% factual. They're better than what they played. We talked about it as well, DP. You know this. They were not used to – physically is one thing. Everybody's tired when you get to the playoffs. Mentally, they haven't been there. I tell the story all the time about Bruce Smith and Thurman, and after, you know, whether we lost at Miami in the playoffs, obviously Music City Miracle, so forth and so on. The tip that they gave me is you train all the way through the Super Bowl.
That sounds like a team that's been there four times, right, versus the team that just got there, yep, and who truly believes that they're better than they are.
Who could lend that knowledge?
In that group, there's nobody.
Anthony Edwards.
Like
he just emerged.
He knew. He's new. He's Thurman Thomas. Hey, I forgot my helmet. First drive of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like where that. Is it? That. Yeah. Like yeah. that. I mean that. That's where I put. Yeah, he's that good, but he's also still new to that.
Yeah, the thing that helped him out was Steve Kerr.
Having somebody there that can explain, and I thought in free agency, that's where they would go, is that you go and get a rock solid leader
right.
who can tell everybody, hey, let's hit the gas pedal, or hey, let's hit the brakes, let's pump the brakes. And if you don't have it, now it doesn't mean they're not done, because there's still some people out there and there's still some moves to make, because the draft just happened. So you found out whether you know, teams could get the players they thought they wanted and whether it would look the way that they thought it would look. But then as the pieces start to move, you have to pay attention. The numbers are insane. The numbers are insane. This is ridiculous money.
Well, I mean, Maxey getting the max, it's actually a year overdue. So that's not insane. I mean, he had been waiting to get paid. I mean, he's an emerging star.
Can we just put it in perspective that Tyrese Maxey is going to make $40+ million a year? Hey, I'm cool with everybody getting their bag, but bruh, come on, everybody on the team making $20 million. We just don't care anymore.
Like, I mean, I'm not worried. I mean, I'm not worried about what they're making, because
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Because they're not what they're making, the owners can pay. That's fine.
I get that. I'm just going to ask, if you're Minnesota and you're watching Dallas, you're watching the Clippers, if you're the Lakers, you better be watching everybody.
Yeah.
The Celtics, you're going to max deal Tatum. You already max deal Brown. You've still got some extra players in play that you have to elevate. One guy tells you, you know what, I'm going to take a little less to stay. Yeah. But you're still looking over your shoulder at the big three in Philly, and they right down the street. Right. Like they were a problem last year, and they just made a move. So at some point, the black card has to stop working, and you have to get good. Like you have to fix your problem. If spending more money for furniture doesn't make the house a home.
Sure. Denver's a perfect example of it, but they let two major guys go and they didn't complete the deal. Philly, if I'm Boston, I'm not really scared of Philly. Here's why I'm not really scared of Philly. Maxey is a dude, right? He's number two. Paul George, you can't count him. Injury history. Embiid, same thing. So over the test of time in the next 2 or 3 year period window, yeah, they're going to be a problem. but they won't be a consistent problem because they won't be consistently out on the court. It's no different than like the Clippers. You could have James Harden, who's a Hall of Famer, Kawhi, Hall of Famer, Paul George, he's probably a Hall of Famer, close to it. You got Zubac, you got Westbrook wanting to come off the bench. Can't get out, fight their way out of wet paper bag. Man.
Yeah, I just, all of it, if it's just spend for the sake of, like, to say that we spent, you're doing business with players so that tickets sell and that you will get that money back and you'll make money that way. But are you making those moves to win a chip? Like, I don't, to me, the Paul George thing at least is a statement in that direction.
But who are you saying that's not, like, what do you mean? Like
Minnesota was close. Three best teams in the West.
So are you saying that just Minnesota State? Listen, I will say this. If you don't want to spend stupidly, that's fine. Well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But if you ain't spending, if you do nothing at all, you ain't winning. So we're saying the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm agreeing with you that I want to know what they're doing.
What they're doing is nothing. it's plainly. I'm looking at it right here. You know what they did? They signed Luka Garza back for a 2-year deal. This is how I know they didn't really give him a lot of money.
They talked with Kyle Anderson too.
Okay. Listen, DP asked me if I would get in shape for 3 months to run down on special teams. I'm willing to bet right now.
Yeah.
I have two bad ankles that have degenerative. I have a bad back, hip, neck, and everything. I can guarantee you right now, if I race Paul or what's his name, Ryan Anderson. What's his name?
Kyle Anderson.
If I raced him, what is that right there? 11th Street?
Yeah.
If I raced him to 9th Street, I guarantee I would beat him. There's not a doubt in my mind.
I don't have the doubt. I mean,
is that the best you can do? I need my PSO money back.
Well, that's why we
I need my money back.
Well, that part. Like, there is, as we talk about with the NFL, not every team is trying to win the Super Bowl. And I'm trying to figure out, this is the time of year where you figure out whether an organization is trying to win the NBA championship. And there are those that want to do business, right? They need to keep you occupied to get those PSLs re-signed. We need all of those advertisers to come back. We need to be plus 500 season tickets every year based on the draft and free agency. Like, that's the mechanism. If you haven't sold out, and they hadn't, so let's get plus 500 in that. That allows everybody to take a bonus, you know, more than the next year.
Yeah.
And then you'll be good enough for people not to be upset all year round.
Oh, they'll just say, oh, this wasn't our year. People got better. Dallas overpaid. Here's what the Timberwolves are doing right now, DP. You know what their ad they're running? I'm telling you. They're running all Anthony Edwards highlights because they know that sells. And they're going to get a bunch of Minnesotans to go show up to the game. They're going to be sold out, and they're going to probably – they'll be
– top four in
top
the West.
Top four in the West. They'll get through the first round, maybe the second round, depending on the matches, and they'll never get over the hump.
Well, then that's what
– And then they'll make a move a year too late. And then they'll bring in somebody like D'Angelo Russell.
John Thompson used to call them the butt pat boys. He said, it is a good effort. I have respect for you, but you got to go.
Yeah.
Whap.
Yeah, so that's where the Timberwolves are. It's disappointing.
Whack. Just, hey.
But then also, here's what's funny.
Respect.
Here's what's funny. This is what we need to think about during the break. Is the Celtics win the championship, they're potentially up for sale. The Timberwolves, I think, let's say they exceeded expectations this year, and their ownership is in flux. Alex, here's what's crazy.
Dallas. Same boat.
Right, but Dallas is more secure. You have a buyer that has legit. It's just they did buy because Cuban's still involved, but he sold his major. Yeah. Right? Well, you got to think. A-Rod was supposed to buy the team in the beginning of the year. Glenn Taylor said, no, man, your money is kind of funny. Well, they make the NBA Finals. Uh-huh. Guess who I see next to Ant-Man? Alex is there.
At 13.
We need to think about that. Is that we talked about it on the crossover, right, Austin? Is that what shows up on the court? Think about it. We're going to take a break. Old school, Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.